Thank you for joining us today on At the Root of It. This is Erin Fitzpatrick broadcasting out of Roberta's with a very special group of guests this afternoon coming all the way from the Marche region in Italy, who will form the Consorzio Vignoli di Marche. So welcome today to this program.
Thank you.
So we'll start with Vincenza, which will, if you don't mind, introducing the guests here that all make up the consorzio. We can start there.
Okay. We have founded this consorzio of Vignaioli di Marche in May, and we decided to join us in order to have more force to present some different grape from Marche that are Bianchello, that are Ribona, that are Pecorino, Passerina, maybe Vernaccia, that are maybe the less known grape in Italy. And in this consortium there are six different wineries. All of us are not so big, maybe enough small. And the name of my colleague are Gianni Di Lorenzo. I am going from the south of the Marche to the north.
Okay.
There is the Giancarlo Testa from Lumavite that are not with us in this moment. There is Mr. Yurik Mosievich from La Murola, me from Fonte Zoppa, Mr. Moroder from Moroder Winery from Ancona, that is in the middle of the Marche, and at the end we consider him a symbol for us, Claudio from that is the man of Bianchello. Thanks.
Wonderful. So we have six wineries, all representative of different parts of La Marche with different terroirs as well.
For sure we are different in the way in which in our grape, absolutely. But we try to have in our mind one philosophy. We want to have as pure the grape as is possible. And there is not a very easy way, but we are trying to speak about this and to let the people know and have their opinion about.
Great. Well, welcome to New York. This is one of the first times. Is this the first time that you've come to do this week that is focused on La Marche?
Yes, it's the first time. It's the first time for us that we are on the radio too.
No, doing good so far. So the idea behind the consortium, just to help our listeners understand, it was founded to develop and further reach the global marketplace with the representation of these six wineries. What is the mission statement, I should ask, behind it?
I think the mission statement is to speak about our region, our area, that is for sure maybe is considered a very maybe the last of the region in Italy sometimes, because the winery over there are really, really small winery, and they have not enough force to go around to speak. There is a lot of a problem as to speak English, as to organize trip and so on. So we try to do this and to speak of a market around.
And how did these six wineries, feel free, gentlemen, to chime in if you'd like, come together? Are you colleagues? Do you know each other? Do you have the same principles behind your winemaking style? Or how did you come together to form the consortio?
We think that if you want to do something, maybe you have to do some effort, sometimes forgetting for a little while your winery, because for us in this period is a very important period, we are in harvest. And they decided to share with me this effort, and I am so grateful to them, and they have a lot of patience with me.
So this was you were kind of the fire behind the consorcio, bringing it together and finding people who were passionate about the region, who wanted to help more people appreciate it for what it is.
I think it's the contrary. Probably they are the five. I just join them. I just join them, and they are working a lot with me about this project.
So is this a consorcio going to grow, or are you trying to keep it small and with your amount of expertise and enthusiasm be able to make a difference that way, or is it something that you're looking to expand?
Really, I think that probably is better that we work in this little situation. Maybe even if we have to cut out something, someone else. But obviously, we need to be open, maybe in the future, after the first step to other people that maybe would have our mind. But I don't think it will grow up so much.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know your wine, Fonte Zappa, we here at Roberto's go through quite a bit of that, and I'm sure Eddie can attest to that as well. Some of your other wineries that are part of the consorcio, you're not yet doing distribution here in the States, or the export yet to the States. Is that correct? Or
They are not distributed in the States, so we are trying to maybe find to solve this problem, because we want that the people know our wine. So
it's a matter of finding the right relationship.
Yes,
with you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. right words, right relationship, because it's very, very important in this work. In wine work, is important the relationship.
Mm-hmm. And before the show, we were speaking a little bit about one of the biggest ideas behind the consorcio is being able to support and keep tradition with some of the local varietals, which many of which we don't see here too often in terms of the exports, which make it all the way over to the United States, but to continue to keep the heritage of some of these varietals, such as you mentioned, Pecorino and Ribolla Gialla, things that don't have too much production overall in Italy and could easily become uprooted and planted with more common varietals.
True. This is a very important. We are focused on this mission because there are a variety as Bianchello, as Ribona, as Passerina, as Pecorino that are white grape, or for red the other that is Vernaccia. But it's very important to understand that even Sangiovese, even pure Montepulciano could be really, really interesting. And if don't let the people taste this kind of wine, but probably they will not help to survive, I think. Mm-hmm. It's very, very important that the people know how really this kind of grape are.
And what do you think some of the environmental and climatic factors in the Marche make for such ideal conditions for some of these grapes? Or can you speak a little bit about the general climate and for our listeners, place where exactly the Marche is?
Maybe I am not the best. Probably Mr. Urich can explain about this kind of situation. Anyway, Marche are on the Adriatic Sea, and we are in the middle between the Adriatic Sea and the Apennino Mountains. Mm-hmm. And so we have a very, very, cold winter, mm-hmm. winter, and a very dry summer. And this change depends on where we are, in the north, from the south. And obviously climate condition are a nice condition because anyway we are, it's the sea that helps a lot us.
Sure, sure. You get those breezes and then at night the temperatures drop.
Yes, yeah. And the breeze of the sea sometimes can change our grip in a new in a nice way. Sometimes it's a really nice, it's salty, mm-hmm. and so the white wine are salty and balanced and. It's interesting to know how is the soil.
Which is what exactly the soil? I know it varies the different subsoils from different parts of the regions where the winery is represented here. But overall, is there a general thread to the common soil type?
Yeah, I think that... No, there is no... I would explain about the soil more, but better is that every one of us speak about their particular soil.
Okay.
It's better.
Ulrich, would you like to speak a bit about your particular winery and the terra that you work with?
My winery is situated at midway between the sea and the mountain, and is a hilly landscape and quite smooth and sweet hills. And the soil is mainly clay, mm-hmm. clay and with a certain amount of sand. And the peculiarity of my soil that about maybe 1 meter under the vegetal surface, there is a gray clay with hydrocarbon smells.
What is that again? Would you repeat that? Smells, you said?
Flavor.
Flavor, okay.
Yes, maybe. Okay. And as Vincenza said... the climate in Marche is changing very quickly.
Oh, really?
Very quickly. It means that close the sea we have certain characteristics, and close the mountains are completely different in a space of 30, 40 miles.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And this explains why we have very peculiar grapes that have been selected by the men since maybe 2,000 years, a man when was reproducing grape was choosing the grapes that were fitting better than other the conditions.
Mm-hmm.
For this reason, we have peculiar grapes which are grown in very small places.
Mm-hmm.
In
So do you do a lot of work with single varietals, or are you blending these different grape varietals that you have that are peculiar into one wine?
No, we normally, we try to promote our region, so we try to make wine with a single grape.
Single varietal,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not easy,
mm-hmm.
because a blend allows you to... to cover
right.
the different characteristic of each season.
Sure,
and
sure.
Have a constant product.
Mm-hmm.
When you make wine with only one grape, you are completely binding to the result of the season.
Right. Less room for error.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I know the climate, just in terms of it, the sea and the food that goes so well with the wines from the Marche, generally the whites are quite popular. Are you planting mostly white varietals as well?
Yes, we believe that after the northeast of Italy, Marche is a very vocated region for whites.
Mm-hmm.
So we have many white grapes. From Bianchello to Ribona to Verdicchio, two important clones of Verdicchio. We have Pecorino, Passerina, really Trebbiano. We have many white wines which are indigenous.
Right. Mm. I'd say from a consumer aspect here in New York, most people are familiar with the Verdicchio. In terms of a flagship varietal, I'd have to say from the Marche region, do Italy consider Verdicchio a flagship variety for your region?
Yes, of course. Yes. It is maybe the most known white wine in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
There are others, but maybe it's between the first 10.
I quite like Pecorino, and I know that people are doing seemingly more and more work with it, which is good momentum, it sounds like, from what you're trying to do as well. Is there any other great varietals that you think we'll see coming out forward that we are not familiar with, that you're really pushing for more production, or at least same amount of production, but just better marketing of it?
Same amount of production for sure. Maybe best marketing.
Yeah. So maybe keep the production the same, for instance, for some of these lesser known varietals, but just market them a bit more.
Yes, probably we are trying to produce not more but less.
Right.
Because when you want to control the quality, you need to have a small, really more small production. And that's why, but we are trying anyway to let the people know this kind of grape. That's why before I didn't speak about the Verdicchio, but I wasn't sublining on the other side the name of the grape that are not known.
Mm-hmm.
Because probably our force is to improve all these different kind of grape. Bianchello, anyway, I remember, Pecorino, and absolutely Ribona. And so there is a people that can speak better about Pecorino, for example, that is Gianni.
Gianni. You can speak in Italian and we can translate as you want, or? Okay.
I beg your pardon for my English. I try to speak in English. I'm the producer of the south part of Marche region, and we produce Pecorino, and mm-hmm. Passerina, and Montepulciano and Sangiovese, that is a blend for the traditional red wine, Rosso Piceno Superiore.
Mm-hmm.
About Pecorino, we can say that is a rediscovery of an old grape.
Sure.
And the DOC, Ofida Pecorino, was born in 2001, and so he's very young.
Mm-hmm.
And our area is the only part of Italy we can produce Pecorino DOC.
Okay.
Now, and we are near Abruzzo. There
sure.
are many producers, a lot of producers of Abruzzo region who produce Pecorino.
Right.
We are the historical part in Italy who produce Pecorino DOC. And this name derives from Pecora, sheep,
mm-hmm.
And the was a grape produced in a part of between Marche and Abruzzo, full of sheep's pecora.
Ah, okay.
And so
okay.
the name of the grape was the grape of pecora, of sheep, and Pecorino
mm-hmm.
is a strange name, and is a grape really important for us. Our heart wine,
mm-hmm.
Pecorino,
mm-hmm.
is the name of the grape and the name of the DOC.
Mm-hmm.
Was abandoned many years ago, Pecorino, because it was a grape that has very low yield. And now this rediscovery is important because we can produce, we hope, a big wine, white
yeah.
wine. Very capable to resist the passage of time. We love Pecorino after many years.
Mm-hmm.
We love drink Pecorino after many years, and the character of Pecorino is a big acidity, a good alcohol, and a very important minerality, even in yacht.
Yeah.
And
It has a nice body too. It has a nice structure and good aromatics. I found when I've tasted a few people on a Pecorino's that I've found in the city, they say that they think that they feel like they're eating cheese. Like there's a straw-like characteristic that goes along with it.
Pecorino cheese. Yeah. No. Our wine, Pecorino, has particular aromas. Due to this acidity, to this minerality in the grapes, really, we hope to produce Pecorino really naturally because a lot of winery in our area are organic. We produce organic grapes,
sure,
and it's important for small winery that are the majority part of a producer in the Piceno area to make a nice wine and a natural wine.
Sure.
It's very important.
I did not know that that 2001 was when it was founded as a DOC, or that's very not that long ago. So good momentum moving forward with this varietal, it seems. Yeah. So you do the Rosso Piceno as well? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Rosso Piceno is in all over Marche region, we can produce Rosso Piceno. In our area, in Piceno area, Rosso Piceno Superiore is is the area of the tradition. Mm-hmm. And Rosso Piceno Superiore can be sold after 1 year, is import from vintage,
right.
And so is the classical area in Piceno, Rosso Piceno Superiore. It is a blend of Montepulciano and Sangiovese, the two red grapes of our area.
And yeah, I've always found them to be very good value wines. You know, robust but still being able to, be quite affordable.
Absolutely. You find some of the same grapes in Tuscany, but you probably pay about a third for, you know, the same Sangiovese just across, just due east in Le Marche.
Mm-hmm.
Still right on the coast. They make a beautiful wine, but it just doesn't have the same history of marketing in the U.S., which
exactly.
is why it's a good place to look in the future.
Mm-hmm. And the event that you've organized at Roberta's with respect to the food and wine pairing, how did that come about, and was there some thoughts with respect to the wines and food and how we think about the pairings for the region?
I work with Roberta's selling wine here, and I love Roberta's because it's such a kind of unique grassroots restaurant. And I know that the food is... it reminds me a lot of the wines in Le Marche because still kind of undiscovered here, very creative. And so we thought it would be a perfect
But with rusticity as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And very high quality and value.
Mm-hmm.
And so for all of those reasons, we decided to come here and promote the two together.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Well, if there's anything you'd like to tell our listeners about the Consorcio before we finish up, I know that some of you, as we mentioned, are already distributed. Thank you also to the help of Nicole here in New York. But there are other opportunities to find relationships for some of the other wineries in this consorcio. So if there's anything that you'd like to speak about with respect to the movement here in the United States with getting more recognition for this.
Well, if there's any distributors or importers out there who are interested in picking up some really amazing wines from Le Marche, they can probably contact you.
Yeah, this is true. Mm-hmm. Anything else you'd like to say before we close up this afternoon?
Probably we can just ask some words about their wines to Mr. Marauder that you can translate, Nicole. Maybe just few words from Marauder and just few words from Claudio Morelli.
Just move the microphone towards him.
I'm sorry, but I don't speak English, so I speak in Italian, and you help me. My name is mio nome è Alessandro Marauder e produco uve Montepulciano nella zona del Conero. Il Conero è una montagna praticamente che si affaccia sul mare Adriatico.
So he produces Montepulciano in the Conero region, and it's right on top of the water, facing the sea.
The Adriatic Sea. Mm-hmm.
E queste vigne sono proprio sulle colline intorno a questa montagna.
So between the hills and the sea.
È una zona molto bella perché è un parco naturale ricco di piante autoctone molto particolari.
It's in the middle of a natural park with a bunch of indigenous plants and native life there that helps with the grapes.
Mm-hmm. Come il corbezzolo che dà proprio il nome a questa montagna.
Like the corbezzolo, which takes the name of the mountain.
Essendo un parco naturale, si fa un'agricoltura biologica.
So they do natural winemaking, which is aided by the fact that they're in this natural reserve.
Sì, nel pieno rispetto appunto dell'ambiente in cui viviamo.
And their goal is to respect the nature of the area where they are.
And this is more with just the natural way of winemaking than any sort of actual biodynamic techniques in the vineyard, or?
Siete biodinamici? Organici?
No, organici, non biodinamici.
E quali sono i problemi che vedi?
I problemi più importanti sono legati agli animali selvatici.
Mm. The biggest problems they have are with the wild animals, like, for instance, the wild boars that come in and try and eat the grapes. They're especially fond of the Vernaccia Nera because it's a small, deep, spicy grape.
Mm.
And so they always try and go in and eat the Vernaccia Nera grapes. But when the Vernaccia Nera is made into a wine, it gets it back because it's a perfect pairing with cinghiale, with the wild boar.
I was going to say, that's what it sounds like we were going with that conversation.
Sì, abbiamo non solo i cinghiali, ma anche tantissime lepri e fagiani.
Lepri e fagiani.
Rabbit, selvatic rabbit.
Okay, wild rabbits.
Okay.
Buono.
Posso dire qualcosa del vino?
Sì.
Che è fatto con quest'uva Montepulciano e si chiama Rosso Conero.
The Montepulciano that's called Rosso Conero.
È una DOC, la prima che è stata creata nelle Marche nel 67.
It was the first DOC that was created in Le Marche in 1967.
E dal 2004 è diventata la tipologia riserva è diventata DOCG.
And since 1997 the reserve has become DOCG, which is the highest classification a wine can get in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
È un vino rosso molto molto potente, molto strutturato, ma
powerful,
anche,
structured red.
Ma anche molto elegante.
But very elegant.
Ma soprattutto bisogna venire a visitare queste zone perché sono veramente molto belle.
But above all, the most important thing is to go visit Le Marche so you can see for yourselves how beautiful it is.
Done.
Yeah, exactly.
Claudio, okay. It's
Claudio, welcome.
Buonasera, sono Claudio Morelli e non parlo inglese perché purtroppo per stare in mezzo ai vigneti e in mezzo alle mie botti non ho avuto il tempo e la possibilità di imparare questa lingua e mi scuso con tutti voi.
Claudio hasn't had time to learn English because he spends so much time in his vineyard with the wine, trying to make wine.
We will forgive you for that, absolutely.
Dunque, sono il produttore del consorzio più a nord della regione Marche.
So he's the owner of the wine company for the farthest north in Le Marche.
Okay.
Questa zona produce un vitigno molto antico, il Bianchello.
And this zone is known for producing a very antique grape, a very ancient grape called Bianchello or Bianchella.
Ci sono dei cenni storici che riportano che già all'epoca romana questo vino era presente sul nostro territorio.
So they've seen traces of it from the Roman times.
Mm-hmm.
La zona di produzione sono le colline prospicenti vicine a due fiumi, il fiume Metauro e il fiume Cesano.
So it's located, the growing area is located in the hills between two rivers, il fiume
Cesano e Metauro.
Cesano and Metauro.
È una zona molto piccola, produzioni molto limitate, e per questo motivo la comunità europea ha classificato questa uva come uva da proteggere, nel senso che verrà coltivata soltanto sul nostro territorio.
So it's a very small area with a low production, and the EU has classified it as a special area for this grape.
For growing grape, okay.
La mia azienda è un'azienda di 23 ettari, di cui 13 esclusivamente come uva bianca, Bianchello del Metauro.
So it's 25 hectares, 13 of which are dedicated to the Bianchello grape.
E 10 ettari a Baccarossa, fra cui Sangiovese, Montepulciano e Cabernet.
And the red grapes are Montepulciano, Sangiovese and Cabernet.
I terreni sono molto sciolti, tufo, sabbia, perché siamo a ridosso del mare.
They have a lot of sand and tufo because they're close to the to the water.
I bianchi, essendo vigne a ridosso del mare, hanno una salinità molto accentuata.
And because of being so close to the water, they have the whites take on a lovely salinity, a brininess. From their exposure to that water.
Mentre i rossi, per il terreno particolare, hanno invece una struttura molto molto forte.
Meanwhile, the reds take on a very strong, deep structure.
Il bianchello ha come caratteristica profumi, media acidità e buona salinità.
So the bianchello is very perfumed, medium acidity and good structure.
Le vigne sono in un contesto tipicamente mediterraneo, con presenza di pineta, di olivi e di alberi da frutta.
Non ho capito.
He said his vineyards are amongst a lot of the pine trees, olive trees and fruit trees.
Good place to be.
Yeah. Lots of agriculture, being able to impart, I'm sure, some lovely characteristics to the wines. Well, thank you so much for all. We have to wrap up this afternoon, but I thank you for your presence here and sharing an excitement for the Consorzio going forward and for the event this evening.
Thank you for letting us come here.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you a lot. We enjoyed this afternoon. Grazie. Thanks.
Absolutely. Thank you. Okay.